Off with their shoes. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. Over the weekend, I read the compromise wall bill. It's over 1,000 pages, but it turns out the part about the wall, only 3 pages long. It never mentions the wall. Pedestrian fencing is what it authorizes. But I also ran across at least 2 other provisions in this bill that I think everyone can agree with, such as cheap drugs from Canada. On page 16, it states that provided you buy no more than a 90-day supply for your own use, U.S. customs inspectors may not stop you from bringing in prescription drugs from Canada. This has been a gray area, but now, with the new law, if you're tired of waiting for cheaper drugs here, a little Canadian vacation every 3 months could pay for itself. Then there's this little provision, which is my favorite. A year ago, the Washington Post reported that congressional leaders, like the Speaker of the House and the Senate Majority Leader, could just skip the TSA checkpoints when they fly commercial. But on page 19, the wall bill clearly states that every member of Congress, including the leadership, including cabinet secretaries, and senior members of the executive office of the president, quote, shall not be exempt from federal passenger and baggage screening. And thus are the mighty brought to heel by the will of the people. Off with their shoes. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.